Clayton Farr Jr. with this news conference. I'll provide a brief summary of an event that occurred this morning, and then Chief Farr will make a statement, Mayor Buffalo will make a statement, and there will be a brief opportunity for your questions. On December 14th at approximately 1:27 a.m., the Columbia Fire Department was called to respond to the 1000 block of Claudel Lane after receiving reports of fire coming from a residence in the area. Columbia fire crews arrived within 4.5 minutes and found the second floor fully involved. In all, 13 fire crews responded, primarily for search and rescue operations and to control flames. Columbia police also responded to this incident and assisted with the search. Emergency medical services responded to care for victims. It was determined that one adult and 11 juveniles had been in the residence. The adult and 6 juveniles were evaluated on scene and did not want further services. 3 juveniles were transported for care, and it was determined that 2 juveniles were deceased. At this time, the identities of these individuals are being withheld out of respect for their privacy and the privacy of their families. Chief Farr, could you come up, please?
Thank you. My extreme honor to represent you as your Columbia Fire Chief. With this role comes the unfortunate opportunity to deliver some unimaginable tragic news. We've had 2 families that have suffered the unthinkable loss of 2 precious lives this morning. I want to thank our fire, our Columbia Police, our EMS partners, as well as our emergency communications partners for all that they did to make this as successful an outcome as it was possible. While we did sustain the loss of 2 lives, we were able to save the lives of 20 other occupants who were in this building. At this time, again, out of respect for the privacy of the family, we are not releasing the names of those deceased. Our department continues to work alongside with the Columbia Police Department Investigations Unit on investigating the cause and the origin of the fire. We have some additional work to do. It's been a very sad morning for us and for our staff. We briefed them or with them this morning to ensure that they were okay. I made a visit to several of our police officer partners as well as our emergency communication staff who also took this particularly hard this morning. So we're working through the difficult times and we've got some gray ahead, but we've got blue skies that will prevail eventually. So this is a great opportunity for us again to thank Police Chief Jones for his officers and their work with us. So much so that one of their officers committed himself to this incident to try to have a successful outcome. And that just speaks highly to the nature of your officers, and I do appreciate that. As always, we remind our residents that working smoke alarms save lives. If you don't have a working smoke alarm, contact the Columbia Fire Department and we will get one to you. We will put it up for you and ensure that it works. We want to, again, ensure that every home in our community has a working smoke alarm. At this time, I'd ask for Mayor Buffalo to come up.
Thank you, Clayton. And thank you, Jeff, to the amazing response. So with my fellow council members, our hearts go out to the families affected by this. As a mother, I can imagine no loss. I can't imagine. This is horrible. And I know that no words can take away the pain and the loss from this. And we cannot get back yesterday, but what we do today and tomorrow can help. And as a community, we can come together. I know that Columbia Fire Department has a strong working relationship with the Red Cross, and I encourage for community members, Red Cross responds to our emergencies and provides care and comfort to the families in need. And I encourage those who are able to support to consider supporting this organization. I'd also like to thank the men and women of Columbia Fire Department and our Columbia Police Department. I did have an opportunity to go by, and the officer who was treated for smoke inhalation had already been discharged. So happy to find that comfort. And I know this is not the outcome we ever want or expect, and I'm appreciative to the quick response from Columbia Fire and Columbia Police that we did not suffer more losses and that the response was quick. We'll now open up to questions, and I invite Chief Farr and Tony Messina or Chief Jones to come up as questions are available.
Chief, I know you're not identifying the victims, but do you have ages and race and male or female of the victims at all you can share?
At this time, again, out of respect for their families, we won't get into that at this time.
It was mentioned smoke detectors. Were there working smoke detectors in the apartment complex?
Through our investigative efforts, our fire investigators determined that smoke detectors in the upstairs of this two-story townhome were not present. And the smoke detector in the first level was not functioning, though it was present.
Okay. And you said you were able to rescue 20 out of the building. Was that all in the one complex, or how many were in the individual unit where the victims were?
So it is our understanding that we had 12 occupants in the affected unit. We had three adjacent, and then we had seven in the second adjacent unit.
Chief Mark Slavitt, Channel 13. I just have a question about the identity of the children again. You said there's two different families involved, or is there just one family involved?
That is unclear to us at this point. So for our clarity and to be certain that we give proper deference, we're indicating families. We're still working through some of those details.
It's been a rough morning for you and your crews. How are you feeling this morning?
Difficult, I think, is a good word, much like our staff. So our staff took this particularly hard. Many of our staff have young children, so we brought them all together along with several police officers and our EMS partners. So they're taking it very hard because these are children. And so we've assured them that they have our full support to make sure that they have access to whatever resources they might need. We're people and problem solvers, so by nature they want to go and solve problems, and this was a problem that unfortunately they were not able to fully solve and save two. However, through their efforts, we were able to have a positive effect on quite a number of occupants of this building.
Chief, thank you. I have a Tony Messina question, if Tony's available. You want to hold this like a frame around?
Yeah.
Yes, good morning, Tony. The fire department obviously is involved with this. What is the role of the Columbia Police Department in this?
We had officers respond, and we frequently respond to the same incident depending on what's going on at this time. So as we said, the officer responded and went into the home to search for individuals.
Thank you. I have a question for two questions, if I may, for Chief Farr. I want to make sure I'm hearing this correct on the actual apartment, the way you described it at Columbia Square Apartments. It had an upstairs and a downstairs. If you could kind of give us a elaborate on the setup of this apartment, how big it is, and the upstairs and downstairs, if you will. And the mayor mentioned one of your members or one of Chief Jones' members suffered smoke inhalation. Were there any other injuries to either police or firefighters or to other residents who suffered smoke inhalation or any other injuries? Chief, thank you.
So the layout of the townhome or the apartment, if you will, is a downstairs with a stairwell leading to an upstairs. I think it's a fairly typical arrangement that there didn't seem to be anything that was overly impressive to us. There were at least two bedrooms in the upstairs area along with living space as well as kitchen space in the downstairs area. We did transport three individuals from the scene by ambulance to a local hospital for evaluation of potential injuries. I don't know their status at this point.
This is more for Chief Jones. Chief, what's the current status of your officer, and can you give us any information on who that officer was? And then in addition, your thoughts on your officer's work in response to this?
I'm not going to provide his name right now. I don't know that he's prepared for what would come with that. This happened pretty quickly today, and he just got released from the hospital late this morning. I don't know what time that was. He was there for observation. He was in good spirits, sad, of course, but feeling okay about his own health and ready to get back to work. You know, we're not firefighters, and they have a very difficult job, but we all share a common goal in trying to keep people safe, and he tried to do that. Obviously disappointed in the outcome, but he entered a burning building, and he suffered the smoke inhalation and assumed that risk, and I think he was okay with assuming that risk. So that's what I mean with being in good spirits. He accepts what he did and what the outcome was. Chief Farr, in speaking to him, was able to explain some things to him about fire science in particular, which I think helped with his understanding of the events and helping him process. But overall, I'm just proud of the police and fire service and the way that we're able to work together and try to keep people safe the best that we can.
Just so I can clarify, was it a CPD officer who arrived first on the scene, or was it CFD? And did the officers attempt to make entry before CFD got there?
Two officers actually tried to make entry, did make entry prior to CFD getting there, but they happened to be in the area at the time. So we had it was fortunate that we were pretty close and able to respond so quickly. Fire service responded quickly as well, but the fire was just too intense to reach the upstairs, and it would have been for firefighters as well.
Charles Dunlap with the Columbia Tribune. Just trying to confirm a few details. This might be for Tony. One adult, 11 juveniles, 3 treated, 2 victims. So is that 16 children total in the entire apartment complex, or?
I don't know about total. The information that I had was only for the residents that was on fire.
Okay, thank you.
If these two were school-aged children, has CPS been notified, and is that school providing counseling services to students?
Yes, we have reached out to Columbia Public Schools, to their safety staff, and those affected schools have been notified, so they have additional counselors that have been brought in to be prepared to have those conversations.
Chief, who's investigating the cause and the damage amount on this right now? Would that be you guys? Or?
Yes, sir.
And do you have any of that information yet?
So our initial damage estimates are $80,000. The cause and origin of the fire remain under investigation. We have some additional investigating, some additional digging to do, and some leads to follow up on before we're prepared to issue the final origin and cause of the fire.
Chief, what are the requirements in City of Columbia for smoke detectors in apartments, and is that going to be part of the investigation if this unit and complex was in compliance?
That's a complicated question to answer. The City's Office of Neighborhood Services is primarily charged with enforcement and or inspection of apartment-type structures. So in this regard, the fire department is not looking for any sort of enforcement role. We want to make sure that all of our residents are safe. If anyone does not have a working smoke alarm, reach out to us, and we will make that happen.
Well, we've been informed that a neighbor helped one of the girls jump out of a window. Are you aware of that? And Chief Jones, are you aware of that happening as well?
We certainly have received lots of information that at this point, again, out of respect for the families involved were not prepared to release. Okay, thank you all very much for coming.